Some days left for 2020, so it will again time for New Year resolution. I'm here to remind you to not forget to include reading arts, self-improvement arts in your New Year resolution. This time, no more just consuming information and not using it. This time you have to apply it, and I am challenging you to read 150 pages a week, no matter how busy you are, and applying that wisdom in your daily life. Welcome guys, this is your host Anshul and you are listening to What Anshul Found. Today, I'll be talking about the problem and the mistake most people commit and how you can improvise your speaking skills, your social welfare and have a good positive image in society. 85% of engineering jobs are based on engineer's soft skill, his art of dealing with people. I mean, if we talk apart from engineering, if we talk about group of friends doing debate or something, then what if you have to criticize someone without hurting their feelings? It's very difficult, and we are living in an era where same knowledge is one click away on the fingertip of a school kid that a PhD scholar has. So knowledge is not that important. That an art of maintaining a positive relationship with colleagues, friends, boss, business partner, especially in business sector, is. And the first and foremost step is to not hurt, judge or attack the pride of a person so that you not lose him. A wise person said, "History defines the future." And if we study biographies and history of all famous politicians, Lincoln, Gandhi, Franklin, Roosevelt, all the successful people, all the influencers, models, actors, The Rock, I mean, there is one thing in common. They never criticize. I'm talking about general criticism. I'm not talking about opposition party criticizing the ruling party, because it's how the democracy works. So criticizing someone is like karma. Karma is a bitch, you know, and it comes back. You will criticize and next day you will get criticized. When Lincoln became lawyer, he wrote a letter criticizing someone in newspaper, and that very person made Lincoln to play death match with sword. Although that death match ended with no one got killed. From that very day, Lincoln never wrote something against anyone. Every criminal like always justify himself. You can notice that by pleading about the situation that he was facing, like he was out of money and all. Every political party do the same. Like they will tell you about the hardships of a country when they start ruling the country and the trade war, inflation. They will always gonna firstly justify their action and will condemn you next for not understanding and accepting their point of view and their situation. It is very hard to recreate good image if you already ruined up your current one. So stop criticizing as well as expecting from someone. The more you expect, the more it will go opposite to your expectation, the more it will make you frustrated, and the more you get frustrated, the more you start yelling and criticizing someone. Like, it's a human nature. I'm not blaming you for anything. I mean, in a good construction based company, it is always compulsory for a worker to wear hats, that yellow one, for their safety. And if they don't, the manager can order them to wear and insult them. But a good manager will ask if there is a problem in his hat related to size and comfort, and tells the person that it is for his own safety. So if you are understanding what I'm trying to say is, you should tell the person, you should ask the person, you should say something to the person very politely and very softly. And you should not criticize or, you know, attack someone's ego. So stop criticizing and you will see the results shortly. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is your host Anshul and you are listening to What Anshul Found. For any query or comment, you can message me on Instagram or you can message me on Anchor as well. Bye-bye.